Welcome to this segment of Arabian Rundown. I'm your host, Sarai Allen, and I'm here with
Natalie Jimenez.
And today we're going to be playing This or That. So, yeah, we just, like, ask a that question, I guess. So, first, This or That is IU or Purdue?
Okay, this is really hard, actually. Probably I'm going to go with IU.
That's probably what I would say, too. Just because, like, honestly, this is kind of, like, dumb, but I feel like I like IU's colors better.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like more of my family went to IU, Purdue, but that's probably wrong.
Yeah. I mainly say that to make Mr. Whitehair mad.
Oh, yeah. That's yeah. Next one is ice cream or a slushie, like, to eat.
Okay, so I'm actually kind of weird, and I don't like ice cream. I mean, I do, but it depends. Like, I'm not really, like, a sweets person, but I'd actually take a slushie over ice cream.
It's one of the times where I would, like, wish I could raise my eyebrow. But, yeah. I don't know. Ice cream is, like, my favorite food ever. I would eat ice cream for every meal if I could.
Actually, I eat ice cream whenever I get my braces tightened. That's basically the only time I eat ice cream.
But, I mean, lately, I've been kind of wanting a slushie. Like, I feel like a good slushie that, like, doesn't just, like, lose flavor, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a good slushie from the gas station. Oh, my goodness. The other day, me and my dad were trying to go get a slushie. We had to go to, like, four different gas stations to find one. And it was so
weird. The ones at the Speedway in Pendleton, both of them, like, there's one by my neighborhood, and then the one, like, outside of the school, are actually so trash.
Yeah, they, like, never work, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's kind of like McDonald's ice cream machine. It's, like, all liquidy and, like, just doesn't work and, you know.
Okay, but, like, have you ever, like, considered shaved ice and slushy to be the same thing?
Yeah,
like,
but it's
snow
not.
Cones and slushies?
It is, but it's not. Well, snow cone, it's, like, you, like, shave the ice and pour the flavor in, and then slushy, it's, like,
it's the same concept, but it's, like,
over time.
Yeah.
It's, like, kind of the same thing.
It's the same concept, but it's not, like, you're just putting ice in a cup, and then slushy, you're putting ice and then the flavoring, and then blending it, I think.
I thought it, like, froze over time.
Yeah. That's basically it. It's, like, syrup and ice.
Yeah. Okay. The next this or that is summer or winter?
Winter. All the way. Winter.
I was about to say summer all the way. Why winter?
Well, I hate the hot weather. I mean, I like it to an extent. Like, I don't like being sticky and sweaty all the time. And winter, my birthday's on Thanksgiving every other year. So, I look forward to winter. But, like, Christmas, like, come on now. Christmas. Imagine sitting by, like, a fireplace. It's snowing outside, and it's Christmas. It's a great time.
Yeah, I get that. I think I just like summer more because, like, I really like warm. Like, I would take being, like, burning up hot over, like, just a little chilly, like, any day, I feel like. And I like flowers. Flowers are, like, my favorite thing ever. And we have, like, this flower garden in the back of our house. During the summer, it's like,
I don't know. I just love seeing, like, pine trees. Like, no, not pine trees.
Christmas trees.
Pine trees. What's the little trees that have, like, that are, like, spiky? Pine trees?
Yeah.
I love seeing them, like, covered in snow.
Yeah.
It's so satisfying.
I like Christmas, like, the holiday.
Yeah.
But my favorite holiday is actually 4th of July during the summer. I love fireworks, too. Fireworks are awesome. It's, like, sky glitter.
Oh, my gosh, I never thought of that.
Sky glitter. I love fireworks so much. I would do fireworks for Christmas if I could. If that was, like, a thing,
Christmas in July.
Did they do that? I know that's, like, a thing.
No, that's just
a
saying.
Oh,
Christmas in July.
I think that, no, wait. No, they should do July during Christmas. Fireworks at Christmas time. That would be so bomb. Oh, my goodness. My favorite fireworks are the ones that are like, they go like glitter and they fall.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like the gold ones. Or like the.
Yeah, I like those. So satisfying.
Yeah. Or like the ones that like spiral up. I like the cool ones. Okay. The last this or that is dogs or cats.
Oh, well, that's. I have both. Like I have a cat and dog.
Really?
Yeah.
They like fight?
No.
Really?
They actually love each other.
Really? That's cute.
I have two dogs and a cat. But if I had to pick one, I'd either. That's so hard, Sarai. Why
not,
would you choose
that? Not like your dog and cat.
But no, I know. But like, I like them equally. I don't know. Like, actually, I like cats over dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
Are cats like mean though? Like every cat I've ever come across has like tried to scratch me or eat
me
or something.
My cat is actually like a human being. Like really? He loves people. he loves people. He's fat and he likes being around people. Like when people come over, he's there. Same with my dogs. But when I grow up, I want to have 2 dogs and 14 cats.
No, 14?
I'm going to be a cat lady when I grow up.
Oh my goodness. I feel like I like dogs more just because, well, my mom's allergic to cats, and I'm like, I'm allergic to cats, but it's not like that bad.
Yeah.
It's like if I pet one for 10 hours, like I'm going to have cold symptoms next day. But
10
like,
hours? What cat
not,
are you?
Not actually. It was an exaggeration. Like if I stay the night at my friend's house and they have a cat, like the next morning,
yeah.
Like I'll wake up with like.
I'm actually allergic to cats too.
Really?
Yeah.
So you just die every day?
I'm not that allergic, but if I pet them and scratch my eyes, I like they get red, and like I get like. Have you ever had a head cold?
Yeah.
Where you're all like stuffy and you feel like you're suffocating? I get that. Same with my dad. But we still have a cat.
Oh my God. Well, my mom is like if she's even like in with it within like a mile of a cat, like not actually.
Yeah.
But like if we go to a pet store and they have cats, then her throat will swell up so bad to where she can't breathe.
Oh, wow.
And stuff like that. And so yeah.
Wow.
Like yeah. I'm scared that I'm gonna get like that when I'm older, so I just don't like cats.
Mm-hmm.
And also they like always scratch me and like bite me and stuff like that. I feel like I've never actually met like a really nice cat. Mm. And I've only ever had dogs my whole life.
Yeah,
and they've
same.
Always been so sweet. And I just love cuddling with
them. We've had dogs since I was little. Or like my parents have had dogs before I was born. We only had a cat. Like we got a cat 5 or 6 years ago when my grandpa died. But like something 6 or 7.
Yeah, I feel like I've only had 1 year of my life where I didn't have a dog. Mm. I feel like I've always had a dog.
Yeah.
Just because, I don't know. You just always have a dog. Mm. Yeah. Well, that's all the time that we have for you today. Thank you for joining us on Arabian Rundown. I'm Sarai Allen, and I'm here with...
Natalie Jimenez.
Bye. Thanks for joining.
Bye.
Thank you, underwriters.
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 Hi, welcome to Arabian Rundown. I'm Sarai Allen, and I'm here with
Mackenzie Wendell.
And today we're going to be playing 2 Truths and a Lie, but we're going to make it a little bit more interesting. We're going to, like, the other person's going to have to ask us questions about, like, our statement, and we're going to have to, like, come up with something for it, if that makes sense. I don't really know how to describe that better, but...
It's going to be a true test of our improv skills.
Yeah. Okay, Mackenzie, what's your first statement?
My first statement is, I have fought people with swords.
You have fought people with swords?
Yes. My second is, I want to be a lawyer. And my third is, I've been to Germany.
Okay. So, you fought people with swords? How, wait, like, what was the scenario there?
Okay,
like,
so
there's a story with that.
I do historical European martial arts, which is historical European martial arts with, like, swords and stuff. It's fencing, but funner because you get long swords and you're not, like, it's not Olympic fencing. It's a different style. So I've smacked people with a long sword several times.
I feel like that one's true because I feel like before you said something about it, yeah. I didn't know anything about that. And I feel like if you didn't do that, you wouldn't know about it. So I feel like that one's, and the next one was, you want to be a lawyer?
Yeah.
I feel like I could see that.
Yeah.
Why would you want to be a lawyer?
I have a lot of interest in law, and I think I really like reading, oddly specific rules for things. Like, I've read the entire, what do you call that? Like the school board policies. I read those a lot in the student handbook and stuff because I just like to know what's happening. And I think that being a lawyer would be good to have more knowledge about that. And that's something I would enjoy being knowledgeable about.
Is there a specific college that you're thinking about going to?
I'd probably want to go to IU because they have a pretty good law school and they're in-state and they're a public school. So it works out well, like,
yeah,
theoretically.
I gotcha. What was your third one again?
I've been to Germany.
I don't believe that one, too. I don't know. I just feel like, I feel like when I think about you, I think about somebody, like, who, like, travels.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What did you do in Germany?
We went to some different places. We weren't there for super long. I went over the summer. So I'm in German class and German club and stuff. And over the summer, there was a Germany trip that we do every 2 years for like a week or so. And we went to like Neuschwanstein Castle and different places in Germany.
I honestly feel like the last one was a lie because that one was like the least descriptive out of all of them. Like, oh, we went to like some places and like this big place, you know. I feel like the last one's a lie.
You're correct.
Really?
Yes.
I felt like that way because that one was like, all the other ones were, like, so descriptive.
Yeah, I kind of forgot to make my truths seem like lies when I told them. I was like, oh, oopsie daisies. Yeah.
Wait, so you actually do, like the fencing?
Yeah, yeah. It's really cool. I just started in end of June, very beginning of July, and I do it with my best friend. So far, it's really fun. You get to smack people with swords, and there's different specialties and stuff that you can do. And it's really, really cool.
Is that like a sport?
Yeah.
Like you compete in that?
Yeah, there's different tournaments and stuff that go on and it's really fun.
That's cool. That actually sounds really cool. Okay. For my first statement is I've never been out of the country. My second one is I have a pet spider. And my third one is I have a biological brother.
Okay, so
I feel like mine are so plain compared to yours.
What was your second one again?
My second one is I have a pet spider.
What's the spider's name?
My spider's name is Lila.
What type of spider is it?
It's a tarantula.
Is the tarantula like soft and like cuddly or like,
well,
do you hold it?
No, well, I'm kind of scared of her. It's my brother's spider.
Yeah.
And she's like really scary and I don't like spiders. And so I really don't like that he has her because I'm scared, like, what if she gets out of her cage? Like, that's single time, like, oh my goodness, I get so scared.
Crawling around on your face in the dark.
I hate going in his room because of that. It's so scary.
Tell me about your brother.
My brother's name is Maverick.
Nice.
He's 9, and yeah, there's not really much about him.
Do you have any other siblings?
No, I don't have any other, like, biological siblings.
Got it. Any step siblings or?
No, not really. I have like a half sister, but she's not like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, we didn't come from like the same parents.
Yeah.
But like, she like lived at my house when she was younger.
Yeah. So. Huh. Cool. Is she older or younger?
She's older.
Your first one is you'd never been out of the country?
Yeah.
Do you guys do like a lot of, do you travel inside the country at all? And
yeah, we go to Florida like probably like every third year or something.
Cool.
We do travel. Sometimes it's just like to different places in Indiana. Like we go to Brown County quite a bit.
What's like, what is there in Brown County? I don't know what.
Well, my uncle has this cabin in Brown County, and we like go to all the different shops and stuff. There's like a bunch of different like shops and restaurants down there, and it's like, I don't really know how to explain it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But cool. That's cool. If you could go anywhere that wasn't the United States of America, where would you go?
I would go to Australia.
Nice.
Just because there's so many, like, there's, like, weird animals there, and I feel like I'd get really scared, but I feel like it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to explain it, but.
So, the tarantula, if the tarantula is your brother's, does it still count as yours, or is it, do you, like, consider pets familial, or, like,
I mean, like, if we have dogs, like, they're just family pets.
Right. Yeah. But, like, I'm curious, because I've never really met somebody, like, with a tarantula pet before. How social are tarantulas? How much can you, like, pet them or bring them out with people?
I don't know, because I don't pet it.
What do they eat?
I don't know. I don't feed it. I don't know. They eat like these insects.
Oh, right. Spider insects.
Yeah. Well, they eat like these other things. I don't know what they are, but my mom like goes to get them a lot. And I don't know what they are. I don't want to look at them, but she's like, Mav, my brother. She's like, I got your whatever they are, like your spider food, but they're like little bugs and they're weird. Aww. I don't like them.
I guess it probably should have occurred to me that spiders eat bugs, but it's a Friday.
Brain dead. It's okay.
Yeah. I forgot. I keep my brain in like a little jar next to my bed, like it's dentures, and I forgot it today. So
yeah. That's okay.
Oopsie daisies. I was originally thinking that maybe your lie was you have a biological brother, because of the wording of that makes it sound like maybe it's a stepbrother or a half brother. No, that would still be a biological brother. Like a stepbrother or something, just because it's like specified in there. And then I was thinking, oh, well, maybe the tarantula is alive because it's not technically yours, but I'm still going to go with the brother.
You're going to go with the brother?
I'm going to go with the brother.
No, I do have one biological brother. I only said biological because like throughout my lifetime, I've almost had like four other stepbrothers.
Yeah.
So everybody in my family just gets confused when I say like, oh, yeah, I'm texting, like, my brother, because I still call them, like, my brothers.
Oh, yeah, well, that makes sense, yeah.
But, yeah, no, my lie was I have a pet spider. I do not actually have a pet spider. I would not let anyone in my family get spiders. Like, I'm not actually, like, afraid of them, but they just give me the heebie-jeebies so bad.
Yeah.
Like, I could never.
All their little legs.
Spider. Yeah. Okay, thank you for joining us on Arabian Rundown.
I really wish I could listen to 91.7 WEM right now, but I'm not in my car.
Don't worry, we have an app. Download 91.7 WEEM on Android and iOS.
All you need to do is go to the App Store, type in the search 91.7 WEEM, and then hit download.
It's free. Now you can listen to the best hits on your phone.
Hello and welcome to this segment of Arabian Rundown. I'm your host, Natalie Jimenez, and I'm joined by
Sarai Allen.
We're going to be playing Never Have I Ever today.
Ooh.
Okay, so never have I ever gone out of the country.
I have. We went on like this cruise and we went to Mexico. It was like Costa Maya. We saw like the pyramids and stuff. Oh. It was cool. Have you been out of the country?
No.
You haven't?
I actually have not.
Really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Okay. Never have I ever had an imaginary friend.
I did.
Oh. Sarai, could you explain? Well,
you know that, like, cow from Dora?
Yeah. Oh
my gosh. That was Betty?
That was my favorite character.
Or whatever. I don't know. Well, I named it Betty, and it looked like the cow from Dora. And that was my imaginary friend.
That's great.
Natalie, did you have an imaginary friend?
I actually don't know, to be honest. Like, I don't remember.
Like, you didn't gain consciousness as a kid until older.
Actually, I did. I just realized this. It was a little, okay, this might sound weird. So I used to live out in the country, and my house used to be on an apple orchard. Like, it used to be an apple orchard. And there was apple trees everywhere. But, like, they all died. And like, but there was, like, this little boy that I think I was, like, 5. And he's, like, my best friend until, like, I was 10. And I was like, oh, well.
Wait, so was he real or not?
No, he wasn't real.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, are you
confused?
Never have I ever faked being sick.
I have. I feel like everybody has. Not even for, like, a specific reason. I feel like, especially fifth grade, I would just fake sick. Being sick, like, every single day just because I hated school.
Really?
I just didn't want to go. Yeah.
But, like, that was fifth grade, or it was during COVID.
Yeah. Do you remember, oh, my goodness, do you remember during COVID when there was, like, COVID levels?
Yes.
And we would have to wear masks if we were at, like, a level 3. But if we were at a level 2, then we would just have to social distance. And if we were at a level 1, then it was, like, basically over.
That was so
stupid. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I remember that the other day, like, the levels and the hybrid. My hybrid section, I only had, like, one friend. It's great.
There was only 5 people in my class during hybrid.
Really? Oh my gosh.
I fake being sick all the time, to be honest.
Of course you do.
Well, like, I think I have, like, the immune system of, like, a Victorian child, so half the time I'm actually sick and then half the time I'm not.
I feel like I don't get sick a lot. Like, I get colds a lot, but
yeah.
I don't actually get sick. The last time I got sick was, like, over the summer. Before that, it had been like a couple years, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Never have I ever broken a bone.
I haven't, like, broken, like, an actual, like bone, but I've had, like, 3 different injuries where I've had, like, the start of a stress fracture or they thought it was a broken bone. I broke my finger one time, but my coach said that it was fine and I had to keep tumbling on it and stuff. And then I had it in a splint and it turned, like, purple and blue. And I showed my gym teacher, Mr. Hooth.
Yeah.
I showed him. And he was like, that's broken. You need to get that checked out by the nurse. And I showed the nurse. She's like, let's just buddy tape it. And then I just buddy taped it for, like, a week. And then it was fine. But I can't pop it anymore.
I don't think I've ever broken a bone. Okay, there was this one time I came home after drama practice at my church because we were doing Peter Pan and my drama teacher made me so mad. So I was crying and then I jumped on my bed like this and my pinky went backwards. So now there's no bone.
Wait, that's weird.
So I don't have a knuckle there. And when I sprained this arm, Max Heinemann actually sprained my arm in 7th grade. They took an x-ray of this arm and they're like, you have no bone here. Because I dislocated and shattered it so much that it just went away. It went away.
Wait.
So I don't know if that, like, counts or what.
No, that's really weird. Wait, show me.
I don't have it, like, in this one either for some reason.
There's, like, literally nothing there. That's crazy.
Okay. Gosh. Well, that's all the interesting questions I have for today. So thank you for joining in.
Bye.
Bye.